रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताया पतये नमः. अयोध्याकांड चैप्टर नंबर 28, द मिजरीज ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Dharma had no mysteries for Rama. His whole life was devoted to its loyal service. But he brought before his mind the hardships of a forest life and shrank from taking Sita away with him. He saw her weeping piteously and sought to dissuade her from her imprudent resolve. Sita, you come from a noble line. Your heart is ever wedded to the practice of Dharma. Hence, stay here and discharge the duty of your race and rank. It is not good for you to follow the bent of your inclinations. Believe me, I advise you for the best. A delicate girl, what know you of the countless miseries and dangers that infest a dweller in the forests? Let me give you a faint idea of it. First and foremost, a forest is a pathless tract untrod by the foot of man, where danger and harm await us on every side from sharp stones and sharper thorns, from cruel beasts and crueler birds. So put away from you the thought of following me there. Take it not that I say this to save myself an additional responsibility and trouble. It is but your welfare and happiness that I have at heart. Sorrow and misery, hardship and privation ever haunt the depths of the forest. Happiness and comfort are utter strangers to it. The terrible roars of the lions in the rocky lairs are made more hideous when borne on our ears through the thunder of the falling cataracts. Huge beasts of prey, lion and the tiger, range fearless in the uninhabited jungles. The sight of man is all strange to them, and they will spring at our throats as soon as they set their eye upon us. The mountain torrents are infested with frightful crocodiles. Of immense depth and miry, they are unfordable and fatal even for the maddened elephants. The forest tracks are festooned with strong creepers that trip us at every step, while cruel thorns lacerate our flesh. Water is scarce to drink, and it is no easy task to journey through them. The screams of the wild hens are unbearably sharp and ear-piercing, and to strangers they are doubly frightful. The luxury of beds is unknown in the forest. The hard, uneven ground is the very best we can have that way. Soft beds of swan down and cotton are represented there by dry leaves that fall from the trees. You have scarcely time during the day to provide yourself with the necessities of life. Hence it goes without saying that you have no leisure to take rest. We should even conform to the habits of the dwellers therein and stretch ourselves at night on the bare earth. We should keep our senses under stern control and content ourselves morning and evening with the fruits that fall from the trees. We should fast every now and then as long as we can, wear our hair in matted coils, dress ourselves in the barks of trees, offer due worship every day to the gods, the fathers and the guests, better in the morning, at noon, and again in the evening. And we should omit none of the numerous vows and penances observed by the hermits therein. So the wild forest life is all unmeet for your delicate self. Every day we should gather flowers and offer them at the altar according to the rules prescribed by the rishis. Hence, girl that you are, a forest life is but misery for you. We should observe the strict diet laid down in the Vedas for hermits and rest content with what we can get there. Fierce gales and terrible storms occur every now and then. The nights are pitch dark. Hunger there is something to remember. Huge boars and pythons stretch themselves lazily across our paths, as also the water snakes with the undulatory motion of a river. Moths, scorpions, worms, wild fleas and gnats torment us day and night. Sharp grass, reeds and thorny trees abound along our paths and cause us insufferable pain and trouble. Bodily fatigue and fear in diverse forms are the lot of those who make the forest their home. Anger, lust and greed should be sternly put aside and the mind centered in tapas and meditation. We should not give way to fear even at the sight of the most frightful objects. Hence, a forest life is unbearable hardship for you. Enough of your following me to the woods. You cannot live through a day of it. I could detail to you 1,000 other reasons why you should keep clear of the forest and its perils. Sita saw that Rama was all unwilling to take her with him to the forest. Heavy grief weighed down her heart. She would have none of his arguments, but replied to him in firm, though respectful words. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Kunapne Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.